Hello, everyone. I've just finished a long day of editing and thought I'd wind down with something a little more sensitive. Everyone's been clamoring for Kink Week back, and everyone's been clamoring for Nonstop Nut November, so I figured, why don't we combine the two? We see how long I can last talking about my favorite kink. Let's admit it. Maybe you didn't have one when you started, but if you're here listening to this, you almost certainly have at least considered the cuckolding kink that I so blatantly broadcast across everywhere that I post these moans. Let me tell you exactly how this fantasy looks for me. And maybe you'll enjoy it as much as I do today. You really should join me. Acceptance is the first step, you see. But I'm getting ahead of myself. You see, cuckolding always starts rather tame. It starts by getting dinner with a really beautiful couple and learning all about their story. And then after dinner is served, and everyone's laughing and a little bit tipsy but not drunk, the wife goes home. I sit with man as the restaurant closes down, and we make sure we're on the same page. He's tired of being the man that she needs. He's tired of being the one that has to make decisions. He's tired of the expectations, perhaps. Perhaps he knows that he can't please her, and this is something that she needs, and he's willing to do it. Once I feel confident, I leave. I don't talk to him anymore. He doesn't want to make decisions. He wants to be a guest in his wife's sex life. And I am happy to oblige. He doesn't get to watch the first time. Maybe not even the second or the third. The first time he gets pictures. The look on his wife's face when I hit a spot he's never quite reached. Perhaps even her ruined cunt when I'm done. Freshly glazed tits. Who knows? Whatever I'm feeling generous with. Next time he gets a little video on a USB drive. No email, nothing that could get out. And she gives it to him. She hands him video evidence of the slut that I'm turning her into. For him, of course. He asked me to. I sometimes wonder if when I give them that evidence, they jerk their tiny cocks to the looks on their wives' faces. I suppose it doesn't matter, but it does get me fucking hard. After he's been properly tortured, perhaps there's a day that he lingers in the living room a little too long. He says that his plans were canceled. We all know what he wants. He wants to listen. He wants to hear his wife moan my name. Well, we sit him in the corner. There's a place for cucks, and it's not on the bed. He starts in a chair. It's something easy. I ask him to behave, but that if things get out of hand, he's more than happy to do something. But I know something he doesn't. Every time he acts out, we're taking away another privilege from him. If he speaks too much, next time he's gagged. If he moves too much, next time I'm tying those hands up. If he tries to take photos, I'm going to make him look his wife in the eyes when I cream pie her. This is a sacred act between a man satisfying a woman and a desperate, needy slut beneath him. This is not something that he gets to spread. No, it's mine. He wanted to give control to me, and I've taken it. Just like I took his wife. Because that's really what it's about. He doesn't care who his wife sleeps with. If he cared like that, he would just let her sleep around. No. This is about me, and it'll continue to be about me. Because I'm the one that's going to breed her. Maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't, but who gives a shit? He stopped caring a while ago. If he really cared, he would have learned to be a better lover for her, but he didn't. Cock size doesn't matter, but I love, love, love making them think that it does. If you're so far gone, that even the truth won't break your fucking weak mental walls, then why should I do anything different? No. I'm gonna make you watch as she gets stretched out. Of course, biology doesn't really work that way, but I love to imagine that I'm ruining her from him. That the next time he feels fucking brave enough to ask her to spread his legs, her legs, she can barely even fucking feel him. You know, they've done studies that side effects of emasculation include reduced sperm count, weakened orgasm. You see, the man's brain is all tied to his orgasm. They love to pretend that it isn't, but deep down inside, they know that they're not a man anymore. I am. And that's why they needed me. I need to sit up. It's time to get serious. Perhaps one day, he asks me to use protection. That the raw fucking sex needs to stop. Well, that's when we tell him it's all about breeding, didn't you know? If I'm going to claim your wife, I'm going to claim her. It isn't some act of mental subservience, it's physical. I'm going to be the one that knocks her up. Buttercock wins, of course, you know. Whether or not he likes it, it doesn't matter. The whole point was to issue a challenge. His fragile ego can't handle it, and I know that. Hell, not only do I know that, I look forward to it. You see, we're gonna play a little game. It's called You Start Sex with a Condom On, both him and I. Fair playing field and all. And once his wife has come three times with any one partner, they're allowed to take the condom off. Seems fair, doesn't it? Her pleasure comes first. We're talking about such a sacred act. Knocking up a gorgeous woman, forcing her to fucking give birth to your beautiful children. It's something so sacred. Competition seems only fair for something that beautiful. What he doesn't know is that he always goes second. And that when I go, she'll have been locked up for days at a time, watching all the videos that I've sent her. Perhaps even her pathetic husband is in some of them. Winner take all. I wonder who she'll come more on. My thick fucking cock splitting her open, giving her what she needed and begged for from her husband for years. That feeling of desire, of being wanted, of being used and claimed. Or is it going to be her husband's weak dick after mine? Having had all the orgasms she could want. I hope they fight, I really do. I love to watch them just desperately pump their hips like they have any idea what they're doing. They don't. But I like seeing it, you see. Once I win, I get to determine the next one. You see, winner take all is something interesting, but I'm a gambling man. I love a good double or nothing. The next challenge, I want more, though. I've already bred his wife. Why would I want to do that again? Her round tummy is so pretty already. Another cream pie, well, it's just a waste. No. I want to do it raw again, but I need something new. I'm taking him next. You see, if in this relationship that I'm the man, and I determine whose sexual needs are met, he hasn't had good sex in months, has he? I've denied him at every turn. He's got nothing. He's got a wife who won't look at him anymore, who asks him to sleep on the couch or in a separate bed from time to time. who invites me over late into the evening, and he gets to listen to me walk into the house. He doesn't get good orgasms anymore, but I know a secret. And that secret is his pathetic fucking prostate. Yes, you see, for our next challenge, we're going to involve his wife. She's going to jack off both of us, one in each hand, compare cocks, maybe slap them against each other a little, really let the bigger man set the stage. And then whichever one comes first is the loser. And the winner gets to empty their balls into the loser. It seems so fun, doesn't it? Especially when I grab his wife by the skull and fuck her face repeatedly for minutes on end, over and over and over, telling her to scratch my balls, use her tongue, scrape against me with everything she's fucking got. And after minutes of assaulting his wife's pretty head, I let go. And I say, your turn, cuck. Did that turn you on? Watching me skull fuck your wife in front of you? You wanted a man in the house, didn't you? A man takes what he wants. Now let's see how long you last. Someone could potentially last a while, minutes even. But the dream is to flick their pathetic cockhead and watch them leak what they call an orgasm all over the floor. And then, like I said, it's winner take all. And I love taking from pathetic men. His pregnant wife needs a place to sit, and I think the male voice is one that should be a lot quieter more often than loud. So I insist. Sit on him. Mount your man. Make him a throne. Make him eat your pregnant pussy, clean your ass, do everything you could ever want from him. Will I fill him up just like I filled up you? Oh, yes. You see, an equal opportunity. I don't want anyone to feel left out, and she has had so many beautiful orgasms. Consider this a thank you for him. He should feel blessed to take my load deep into his fucking guts. And maybe, just maybe, he'll get to experience a real orgasm. Oh, God. It's the first time I empty my fucking balls into him, but it won't be the last. No, in fact, he'll be on cleanup duty for the rest of time. Doesn't matter where I dump my fucking load into his wife. He cleans her up after, kisses her, gives her love and tender affection. And if I need another round, I'll use him if I need to. She needs to lay on her back, see? It's not good to be on your feet when you're so fucking swollen with my fucking baby. I wonder if it would hurt to hear her call me daddy as my hand rests on her tummy and his pathetic cock flexes in the cage that I put him in. It's a pretty cage, though. There's nothing I love more than a locked-up man. Their manhood is something that defines them throughout their entire life. But for the first time, that isn't what matters anymore. I value them for how well they take my cock and clean up their gorgeous wife. You see, they got her ready for me. Their years of disappointment and failure have brought this gorgeous woman into my life. Why wouldn't I be grateful and buy him the prettiest cage that I can? And maybe if he's really good, I'll get it flatter and flatter and flatter. We'll buy him a nice skirt. We'll dress him up real pretty. But at the end of the day, he's still just a chair for his gorgeous wife. Oh, baby, I'm not going to last much longer. I wonder if I've made you think about this. Yes, you. The one listening right now. Perhaps you have a man or an ex that you think could do for a good caging and a lesson on education, you could say, on how to properly breed their pathetic, desperate wife brought to her knees thinking about a random stranger on the internet. How much happier they'd be, how much more satisfied they'd be if a good cock could just fill them up instead of just listening to a voice. Do you think they know? Do they understand even for a moment? Or do they think that they're the greatest to ever do it? I wonder if they think they're good. I wonder if I could get to see the look on their face when they realize that the whole life they thought they were doing enough and they were doing the bare minimum. Oh, God. Oh, I could watch it break them. I could show them what it looks like when their wife has a real fucking orgasm. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm so sorry if I've given you this fucking kink, but at least join me in having a fucking incredible orgasm. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Ugh. God. Ugh. Oh, my God, it just doesn't fucking stop. Fuck. What a waste of goddamn orgasm, don't you think? Fuck. What a mess. Well, if you still manage to get through that without feeling any way about cuckolding, good for you. If this turned you on, you were already starting to fall into it. I'm so sorry. But I would do it again.